That's the music of Scott Joplin, played by piano virtuoso Stuart Goodyear, here on the new Classical 96.3 FM, Solace. Let's see if we can find some solace for your back pain. I have a very special guest in the studio with me on Bill's Classical Jukebox, Dr. Ron Nussbaum from Back Clinics of Canada. Welcome to you.
Oh, thank you, Bill.
Your voice is familiar because we hear you on the radio here at the new Classical 96.3 FM. Let's talk about Back Clinics of Canada. Let's talk about back pain. Is it as common as I think it is? Because it seems everybody I talk to, oh, my back hurts.
Well, it absolutely is. It's the second most reason why people visit medical doctors in the first place.
Really?
Yeah, it's a big, big deal. And it costs North America a heck of a lot of money in terms of pain management and surgery and so on. It affects just about everybody we know.
Causes? Injury? Just old age? What?
Well, the common denominator is stress and strain, some sort of trauma. Could be just sitting at a desk. Could be sports injuries. Could be slip and falls. And what ultimately happens is these things, if they don't get resolved, they linger around and they can create huge, huge problems.
What is the age of the people who suffer back pain?
Well, as far as the demographics is concerned, the most common ages are really between the ages of 35 and 75. Those are the ones that that show up in the office that have the more serious prolonged problems. But it could be any age. Those are just statistical averages, really.
So it's not just a Zoomer problem.
No. Well, I get the question all the time, back pain's an age-related thing, right? And the answer is a qualified yes and a qualified no. You see, if you don't have trauma to the spine, then you're going to grow to a nice ripe old age without back pain. So trauma to the spine that doesn't get repaired plus age equals severe back pain. And yes, the Zoomers can, for that reason, be a higher percentage of presenters with back pain.
Does back pain mean a spinal problem always, or can it be something else?
Well, it can be something else, but it turns out that the something else that are less problematic usually resolve themselves. So it's the ones that stick around, by and large, they tend to be disc-related, and everyone seems to know about discs. They tend to call them slip discs, which, by the way, doesn't exist. There's no such thing as a slip disc.
Well, what is a slip disc, really? Because I've heard of slip discs.
Right, so. Right. I'm not quite sure how we got into the languaging. Well, the more common serious back problems that we see at Back Clinics of Canada are either bulging discs or herniated discs or degenerating discs. And I'll give you a 30
That's
second.
That's why we call them slip discs, because it's easier than those other big words.
So if you think of the spine, it's made of these bones. Some people know they're called vertebrae. And between any two vertebrae are these little pads that are discs. And they're very much like jelly donuts. And they're fluid-filled in the center. And what happens is, if you exert too much pressure on them and damage them one way or another, it causes inflammation. It can cause the contents of the disc to start to thin. So, and that can lead to degeneration. And that's where you hear of some of these people say, gee whiz, I used to be 6 inches taller when I was in my 30s. Or equally as bad, the disc in itself can start bulging sideways. That's what people think is a slip disc. And when it bulges sideways, it can press on the nerves and can give you sciatica, which is pain down into the feet. Could be anywhere into the backside, the thigh, the calf, and the feet. And can cause numbness and weakness. And it really can destroy people's lives, not only the back pain, but the sciatica.
So what are your options if you find yourself with this kind of pain?
Well, as it happens, most people exercise the most common option, which is they'll visit their family doctor or their chiropractor. And in many cases, they get great help. From a chiropractor's standpoint, they'll look after the spine and see, well, is there a irritation to the disc that can be corrected through manipulation or adjustments? And that often works. Or if they go to the medical doctor, often they're managed with drugs like pain relievers or anti-inflammatories or muscle relaxants. And they're usually less effective. They're there really just to try and cope, by and large, with a serious event. And what we see are people who've been suffering for years that have tried everything you could possibly imagine, and it hasn't helped. And as a result, with all of that extra time, the discs deteriorate and it takes over people's lives.
So you've developed something called the High Performance Healing System. Is that the way you describe it?
That's exactly what it is, yeah.
And tell us about that.
The High Performance Healing System was developed by myself a number of years back, probably about 5 or 6 years ago, as an effort and an attempt to get to the core of the problem, not just symptom management, to try and heal the problem so that they wouldn't be dependent on drugs while things get worse. Or, you know, even worse, have to take surgery, which is often a very poor option because it comes with it risks and not great success. And the system in itself is drugless and is non-surgical, and it integrates a brand new medical laser called Class 4K laser.
Now, you sort of skipped over that word, laser.
Laser.
Are we talking like laser beam?
Laser beams, yes. The stuff of Star Trek. And this is non-surgical. It is the most powerful healing laser of its kind. I'll tell you what the components are, and then we can talk about them individually if you like. So it's this new, brand new laser, and we're the first in Canada to have it. We're real excited about that. Plus a wonderful treatment form called non-surgical spinal decompression. Non-surgical, completely painless. Plus a medical nutritional supplementation system that I developed a number of years back called Disc Renewal Plus. Without telling you exactly what they all do, I can tell you the intersection of the combination of this treatment has resulted in the most powerful healing at the source of the damaged discs that I've ever seen clinically, and has taken people who've been in wheelchairs and walkers and canes, who've basically been told there's nothing for them, and gives them back productive lives and makes them feel great.
Does this last? Or is it just, oh, you're going to feel good for a few months and then it all comes back?
Perfect question. And because that's the whole idea behind high-performance healing. High-performance healing, everyone wants to get better quicker. They want it to be a more complete healing and they want it to be lasting. Well, so far, the answer is a resounding yes. I have now completed over 14,000 individual treatments. It's been about 5 years now. And I haven't had a single patient, not one, Bill, to have to retake the program yet. Now, and that's successful.
Is this available to anybody, or are there certain restrictions?
Well, it's technically available to everybody, but you have to qualify. What that means is you just don't show up and start up care. You have to qualify. That means you have to have the right kind of problem that we can treat. And you have to be a great candidate for care. So such a person would have to show up to our office and we would complete a complete health history. We'd speak about what's going on and rule out what we call any contraindications. And then after we do a complete workup and assessment and an examination with muscle tests and nerve tests and so on, if they are good candidates, then we're going to put them through the program. And it's quick. It's short. It's 100% painless while you're in the middle of the care. It's great.
Do you need to mortgage the house to pay for it?
No, and that's a good thing about it. We make this affordable for anybody who truly needs the care. And the great part of it all is there's zero risk to find out if you qualify, because we don't charge for the first consultation or examination, because in reality, it's not for everybody. So we have to make sure that you are a proper candidate. And after we've assessed you, then we determine what precisely do you need of this combination of care. It's remarkable.
How do people get in touch?
Well, there's really two ways. If you're a computer person, you can go to our website, and that is at www.backclinicsofcanada.ca. That's www.backclinicsofcanada.ca. Or you can reach us at 416-633-3666. If you're out of town, you can also call us at our toll-free number. You can get that on the website as well. And speak to our staff, and you have more questions, then they can help you. If you're curious enough and want to come in for a free consultation and assessment, we can help you right away and schedule that up.
Fascinating information. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Dr. Ron Nussbaum from Back Clinics of Canada. That website again, www.backclinicsofcanada.com. And what's the phone number one more time?
It's backclinicsofcanada.ca.
.ca, I'm sorry.
No problem. The phone number is 416-633-3666, and we have staff able to take phone calls right now.
Okay.